Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Big Slim is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you. Because of his passion for music, he's been able not only to find success for himself, but also, I think, to motivate other people along the way. There's also a great single that Big Slim has featuring Juvenile. You guys will be hearing here in just a moment. It's called Nothing. You guys will get a chance to be able to see his storytelling ability, as well as why you already have fans coming to him wanting to know what's coming up next. Here is the single Nothing featuring Juvenile. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. You guys stay with us.
Man, this ain't nothing. 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 Nothing, 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 nothing,
nothing. Big Slim, I ain't frontin'. Panamera Porsche, I'm stuntin'. I'm flying out Louis luggage. Frontin'. I did it big my first summer. Can't make it rain, I make it thunder. I got all these, start to wonder. 60K on my wrist, I'm the president. 750 beamer, that's my chocolate whip. These things, better watch it. Take a Lord's bounce back, I ain't charging. Yeah, Slim and Juvie in the building. Shout out to me, 3G, I finally hit a million. Nothing, nada. Gucci, Louis, Prada, Fendi, Balenciaga, and my boots look proper. I'm on, get in tune, Big Slim, that new dude. Worldwide, I stay high, hoodied up, yup, like Trayvon.
I just wanna ride around and show off for these ones. Pulling from the club and raise the Lamborghini door. I be on that bull, that ball like Derrick Rose. Table full of bottles, we about to make a tour.
Man, this shit ain't nothing.
Where you get your new shoes from? Who the hell you just robbed? How many people you killed for them? Who paid you off for this job? Must be some kind of thug or something. You might be a part of some mob. Must be selling that shit again. You was lying about your retired. I'm high, baby, my own Everest. But methazine in my beverage. Campaign in Obama style. Your campaign is like Jesse is. Every time I come outside, I get pesos like Mexicans. Top off with that Tesla roof to hot you, baby, God bless me then. Pray for me, them on me. I f*** with one and I shoot with one. God gave you two arms and legs. You don't need either one, just use your tongue. I blow a million like nothing. Me and Slim in here and we thuggin'. What's dirty business, not legal business. We done graduated from hustling.
I just wanna ride around and show up for these ones. Pulling from the club and raise the Lamborghini door. I be on that bull, that ball like Derrick Rose. Table full of bottles, we about to make a tour.
Man, this shit ain't nothing. This shit ain't nothing.
Nothing featuring Juvenile here on Conversations Live. As I mentioned, Big Slim is joining us today to talk to us not only about his journey through music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Big Slim, hello to you and welcome to the program.
What's going on, Cyrus?
Hey, man, glad to have you on with us. Congratulations to you not only on the success but also, of course, the new single. You know, I think, man, you are really living the dream right now for a lot of people. There are people out there who just talk about things that you're doing, Slim, but you're actually doing it. What does it feel like to see the hard work pay off for you?
I mean, it's still settling in, you know what I mean? Like, I was just telling my friend, man, I'm on demand. Like, I'm really on demand TV, you know? Like, it's crazy. Because, like, a few years ago, I never thought I'd be here, but... I mean, I'm loving every minute of it, man, and appreciating, thank God for everything, you know?
Yeah, and so, you know, I do believe that it is because of the hard work, you know, Big Slim, that you put in, that that is paying off for you, and that is why people are able to find you on MTV.com or, you know, being able to find your music all over the place. When did you first know that it could happen? When did you first know that this gift that you had been given was something that could take you places?
When did I first know? I mean,
yeah.
I always knew I was destined for greatness, man. You know, my love tell you can do it. You can do anything you want to do. You feel me? So I can't let nobody hold me back. If I say I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it. You feel me?
Right, right. And so you believed it, and now, of course, you know, you're being able to see all of these rewards come in. You know, and I think, too, it's such a great lesson, Big Slim, for other people out there who wonder why they're not seeing the payoff. I think because a lot of times they give up, you know, a lot of times before that harvest comes in. And now, of course, you're reaping what you have sown. You know, what do you say, you know, has kept you inspired? What would you say kept you from giving up along the way, even when things didn't seem to come easy for you?
Yeah, because I hit a lot of bumps, you know what I mean, just dream chasing, you know, like the game is such a real grimy industry, you know what I mean, but I took a lot of losses, but, you know, to stay focused, you know what I mean, nothing, if it was that easy, everybody would be a rapper, you know what I mean, so,
right,
you know what I mean, I see things happening, you know what I mean, like every little thing I do, something good happens from it, you know, every loss I take, I bounce back.
Right, right. So take us into this experience. Here you have the song we just heard here with Juvenile. Everybody, you know, I'm here on the radio dial here in Mississippi. Everyone knows Juvenile, you know, whether you're from the South or not. I mean, is that like a form of validation for you, Big Slim, when you have people like that who are basically co-signing, you know, who you are in this industry and being willing to work with you?
I mean, yeah, of course, Juvie's a legend, but, you know, I met him on a promo run, and I got to really get to know him for who he was, and just besides just being a legend for, you know, back that ass up and all that, you know what I mean? Like, just getting to really know who he is, and just, I respect him more for that, and just knowing that he respects me for who I am as a man first, it means a lot to me, you know?
Exactly, and I think that is what's coming through. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I have the pleasure of speaking with Big Slim today. We're talking to him not only about the journey in music, the music that's now available all over the place, including MTV.com. We'll tell you guys how you can purchase music from him in other places as well, but also about the hard work paying off and the perseverance that he's been able to have. So, Big Slim, I want you to take us into the performance. I mean, it's one thing to go into the studio and to, you know, be able to record a song. What is it like for you to get up on that stage and perform and to see the people really feeling the music?
Hey, yo, like, it's still settling in, you know, like, it's crazy just knowing that there's people out there, just, you know, downloading my music, you know, really checking up on me and just, you know, really supporting me and everything I put out, you know, just, it's crazy, you know what I mean? It's like a dream come true, you know, but I'm loving every minute of, like, people reciting my words, quote my lines on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's crazy. It's a crazy feeling. It's a great feeling.
Yeah, yeah. Does that feeling, I mean, as far as, you know, being up on that stage and kind of feeling that energy, that's the best word I can think of. I mean, is that like home for you? Does that feel like where you're supposed to be?
Oh, yeah, that's my safe haven right there. When I'm on stage in front of everybody, that's my zone. That's when I'm in my zone. Like, can't nobody stop me in my zone. That's where I need to be. That's where I'm meant to be, you know?
Right, right. And I think that is, again, what's coming through. You referenced the social media sites, and, you know, it's one thing for you to have that in-person experience. But as you said, you know, now the world is able to find out about you. The world is able to purchase music, you know, from you. You know, I think that has to be in itself, you know, a big thing to take in. You know, talk to us about that part of the journey, about being able to connect really in seconds with your fans through Facebook, through Instagram, through, you know, through Twitter, being able to share this experience. What has that part of it been like?
I mean, it feels good because you know, when people reach out and, like, you know, like, you reach out to some artists, they don't reach out back, but they know when they reach out to me, you know, you're going to get a DM back from Big Slim, you're going to get a follow back from Big Slim, and I'm going to let you know my experience, and, you know what I mean, I got rappers who ask me about what should they do, and, like, I want to give up, and I just keep everybody focused, man, because it could happen, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But, yeah, you can definitely
have to. You can reach me on Instagram at the real Big Slim. Hit me on Twitter at Big Slim, and it's B-I-G-G Slim. You feel me? So, you know what I mean? Check me out, man. YouTube me, Big Slim. I got a lot of stuff out.
Exactly. I have a lot out there, and we're going to be reminding our listeners of that. I want to go back to Twitter for a minute because that is one of the places that I've noticed, even when we were tweeting out about the conversation just today, you know, that is one of the places that people kind of connect with you there. You know, it's one thing for you to be able to share, you know, a video or you know, being able to share, you know, something that you have going on. But when you see people retweeting it the way that they do and sharing it, you know, that has to be a great feeling, Big Slim, to have them that invested in you. Does that kind of make it feel as though, you know, for you, that you're not in this by yourself? I know the recording process can kind of be a lonely thing, but when you see people kind of picking it up and running with it, does that kind of make you feel as though, you know, that's your team that's running this race with you?
Yeah, it's Team Big Slim. Let me tell you, man, 2 days ago, I posted my juvenile video on Twitter, and 1,500 people reposted it. You feel me? Retweeted it. Like, that's a crazy feeling. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend about Big Slim. You know,
right?
Big.
And that is, I think, an amazing thing. You know, and it's one thing about videos. I mean, I think, you know, for a lot of people, man, when they see the video, I mean, it's one thing for them to hear the music, but I think when they see the video, you know, it really kind of becomes real for them. Have you gotten used to the idea of seeing yourself in videos? I mean, I know you grew up loving music and being able to watch your other, you know, your favorite artists. Have you gotten used to now that being you?
Oh, yeah. I'm used to seeing myself. I'm camera ready now. I mean, at first I was a little shaky. I'm camera ready now. Always. I'm ready. Definitely.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that is one of the things, man, I think that comes across too. I mean, and that's the thing, I think, being able to walk, you know, and as you said even earlier, I think that kind of goes back to that, Big Slim, that, I mean, this is what you are meant for. So if it's what you're meant for, of course you're going to be able to walk in it. You know, there are people who look up to people, and you even referenced Juvenile and, you know, the base that he has and what he stands for. Is that what you hope when people hear your name, when they hear Big Slim, is that what you want them to think of too, greatness?
Yeah, definitely greatness, and, you know, Juvie's my man and all, but I want to be better than Juvie, you know?
Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think there's nothing wrong. You know, I think one of the people who I got to have a lot of respect for, and I think a lot of people out there in the South know, you know, DJ Michael Watts. You know, I remember when I first saw him tweet about, you know, him playing Nothing, you know, with you. What was that like? I mean, to see someone like him that is respected as he is, to see him tweeting out about you and your song, I mean, what was that like?
Hey, yo, bro, that was crazy. That was crazy. And I just so happened to meet up with Michael Watts, too, and he told me he was feeling the record. He's like, yo, Slim, I broke Paul Wall, I broke Slim Thug, et cetera. Like, yo, I'm going to break your record out here, man. I'm feeling it, man. I believe in you. You know what I'm saying? Just by him telling me that, I was like, you know what I mean? I was like another legend in the game telling me, like, yo, you going to make it.
Right. Exactly. I think that is the thing, man. I mean, a lot of respect for him. I mean, we got to know him here in Mississippi because of Mike Jones. But, I mean, you're right. I mean, he's one of those respected voices in the game. So, I mean, when I saw he posted that, you know, about him playing it in Houston, I thought, wow, you know, that has to be. I know for your fans it felt good, but I know it definitely had to feel good, you know, for you as the artist as well. So, you know, I'm sure, you know, just like a lot of people, you know, the question is always what's next. What can I listen to expect next for you, Slim?
Next, I'm working on my album. I'm working on my EP, actually. I just got my distribution deal through E1, you know, so that's big for me. So I got to make sure this album is way 10 times better than this mixtape, you feel me? And that should be dropping around July 4th. I haven't really got a definite date, but it's definitely dropping in July, so you can look out for that.
All right, so definitely looking for the album this summer. And so what advice would you give to people out there, man? You are now living your dream. You're able to do what you love. you know, and you're seeing it pay off, what advice do you have, not only for other artists out there, but for anybody with a dream? What would you say to them about the importance about not giving up?
Anybody who got a dream, you know what I mean? Just dreams come true, you know. You got to stay focused, you know what I mean? When you're gonna hit a few rocks on the way. If anything was that easy, everybody would have it. That's what's got to make you different. You got to strive for it. You got to believe in it. You feel me?
There you go. And you're hearing it from someone who knows.
Life, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. That is it. It's all about putting in the work. And I think when you put in the work, you're definitely going to see it pay off. Again, everyone, Big Slim is our guest. The single that you guys heard here is Nothing, featuring Juvenile. Big Slim, let our listeners know again how they can stay in contact with you and also how they can connect with you.
All right. Y'all can always hit me up on Twitter at Big Slim, B-I-G-G-G-3-G's, Slim, one word, Big Slim. I tweet back and all that, and I follow back. It's all love. So you have to hit me up on Instagram at The Real Big Slim with 3 G's. You feel me? Or you can hit my email, worklifeent@icloud.com. You know, YouTube me, Big Slim, any way possible. Or you can go, I just actually put my website out, theofficialbigslim.com. We had to do that over. That was under construction. You know, reach out to me on there. All my links are there, theofficialbigslim.com. You know?
Right.
I'm here, man, working. Hopefully y'all have me back on the show soon.
Oh, man, definitely. Yeah, that goes without saying. Again, everyone, Big Slim, make sure you guys are following him on Twitter. We actually tagged him there so you guys can find him on our page as well. And Big Slim, man, congratulations again to you, man. And look, it goes without saying. We're looking forward to what's coming up next from you.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, we appreciate you. And we also appreciate you, our listeners, for joining us again for another segment of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Big Slim, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliferadio.com. That's conversations with an S, liferadio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.